I just thought of something. I didn't give an example on the social media, and I would like to share this with you, and I'll glue it to the other half of my video that I did this morning on social media and narcissism. And what I would like to just tell you about is a real life story that happened to me when I was going through my divorce with 2X. He had a girlfriend right away, and this girl tried to friend me on every social media platform. Of course, on Facebook, you have to accept it. I didn't. Twitter, I don't get that option. They just can follow you. My life is an open book. I am in the social media world. I have followers. I have people that are out there, thousands of them. So I don't know if someone else just starts to follow me. But this woman kept attempting to reach me and contact me, and you know, I knew that there was nothing good to come of it. I'm sure that it was only about spying. She didn't want to be my friend, so it was about, you know, finding out what I was up to and where I was going and what I was doing. It was a spy tactic on the camp of the divorce, and so I didn't let her follow me, obviously. But one day she decided to follow me on Pinterest. And on Pinterest, I was able to, am I adding up? Yes, I wasn't sure. On Pinterest, I also had to opt in to allow her to actually, no, she followed me without me even saying that I wanted her. But when she did, I saw her name and I looked at her profile. And what her profile said and showed me was their new puppy. And all of these boards were nothing to do with anything other than their personal life, them living at, you know, mommy and daddy's house together, and, you know, the furniture that I used to sit on, here she was on the furniture. So what she did was try to control me and try to show off, show the world, show me exactly what was going on in her life. Make me jealous, maybe? I don't know. But I did find a way to block her. And I was not even aware of that you could block somebody on Pinterest. So that was a really healthy thing. And I advise you to not let any of these people into your life. I don't care if it's, you know, an ex-girlfriend, a new girlfriend, a stranger that you don't know, one of their friends that you guys used to hang out with. Don't let them in, because they could be a doorway. If they have their settings set up where friends of friends can see stuff, then when they post stuff with your friends, all of a sudden you're seeing your things. So be careful. What I did was curiosity, looking at that girl's profile, and all it did was hurt me. I didn't want to see that. I didn't want that rubbed in my face. So, you know, get past the thing. Just get past wanting to have them in your life. There are a few things that can happen, and the tricks that people play, and I've seen it done a million times. Lots of my friends do this sort of thing, and I don't agree with it, but, you know, the spying and the lurking, if we're still connected to them, do you know how easy it is to just take a look, pop your head in? If you see something, good or bad, it's only going to hurt you. Do you understand that? It is not a good thing to engage in seeing what's going on. Because that's just there for you to be hurt. So unfriend them. Block them. Just don't let them into your life. 3X was, when I unfriended him, I was still connected to his son. And I found out that he was spying on me through his son. So I was really happy the day that I disconnected that. It made me sad because I didn't want to be out of this kid's life. But at the same time, if daddy's going to use it and spy on me and use things against me, you know, you have to take back the control. And the only control you have here is to say no. And if you leave that window, that door open, you are going to leave yourself open for all kinds of hurts. Different layers of hurts are just going to come, and you don't even know what's going to happen. But you know that if you spy on them and you see something, it's going to hurt. So do it for yourself. Do this because you love yourself. You owe this to yourself. When that urge and that little critter on your shoulder comes and says, hey, let's go see what they're doing, you won't have the tool. And believe me, you think it's important to be able to spy and look at them, but it's not. It's going to hurt you. So walk away. Go gray rock on social media. 150%. Their friends, their family, anybody that is a connection to them. My best man spied on me after my divorce and used stuff against me. I didn't know it. I have too many people to know that they were spying on me. So please, take it from a social media expert. It's not in your favor. It is not going to help you if you don't disconnect them out of your life. Cut them off. That gives you back control. We want control and we need control. If we give them the keys to the car, they're just going to use them against us and they're going to hurt us more. So please, go gray rock.